Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Scarborough. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Joost reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey strikes out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is hit by the pitch. Joost moves to third. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Wall moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wall scores. There goes Fain trying to get to third. Doerr throws to Pesky who tags Fain for the out. It's 4-3, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Pesky scores. Goodman moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Hank Weiss now pitching. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Goodman scores. Williams moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McDermott. Chapman moves to third. Suter moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Todd Davis pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Chapman scores. Suter moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey strikes out. 1 out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wall hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it, throws to 2nd for 1, and over to 1st, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to 2nd. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to 2nd for 1, and over to 1st, double play. Chapman moves to 3rd. 2 outs. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5. Red Sox. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott bunts towards 3rd. Wall fields it and throws to 1st for the out. Guerra moves to 2nd. 1 out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pesce hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Juiced hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Pesce fields it and throws to 1st for the out. 1 out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bubba Harris now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Vallow strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Fain trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Limmer now playing first base. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Bubba Harris. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wall hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDermott, and towards Doerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With three walks. Williams takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Chapman moves to second. It's Red Sox, 7, Athletics, 7. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to third. Suter moves to second. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner bunts in front of the plate. Guerra fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 4 for 5 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Doerr strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kinder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 8, Athletics, 8. Mel Parnell now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wall bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Limmer strikes out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo who is chasing the ball. Pesky reaches third base with a triple. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive to center field. Chapman throws towards Joost. Joost fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Pesky scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With 4 walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. Mo Burchie now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 5 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 4 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Mo Birchie. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.